Welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs Podcast, episode 210. Coming up on this one, what's new is old again. The Leafs lose game one of the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs to the Bruins by a score of 5-1. No offense from the top guys in fucking perfect playoff form. Can't get a save. Awesome. All this and more coming up on the Tip In Podcast, episode 210.
It's only one game, but not an impressive start for the Leafs. Let's hit the intro.
Matthews, a shot! Scores! Austin Matthews has hit 69! It's never sounded so sweet!
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs Podcast. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
Okay, so it's the playoffs, and we all come into the playoffs. We all get our hopes up, Dale. We all say to ourselves, you know what? This is going to be different. And I know that a lot of people are going to say, this team doesn't, like, they've only won two game ones, this core. Like, they don't really show up for game ones a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But did it not just feel the same as it does every year?
Oh, God. Well, of course it felt it. Yeah, of course, man. Like,
Did anything feel different in this game? Did anything tell you, oh, this seems a little different this year?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, we can talk about Nylander not playing. Would that have made a difference? Absolutely not. Maybe they would have got an extra goal, but whoop-de-fucking-do. Highly unlikely the way that cat's been mailing it in the last fucking 2 weeks of the season anyway. So look, man, and just a nice little icing on the cake, like hockey night in Canada in the third period, they decided, well, fuck, we're going to turn on the Leafs too. They just start trolling the Leafs, throwing the commercials late in the third period with the Aerosmith tune, same old story, same old song and dance. Don't know if you caught that one.
I know. Like, if we didn't have copyright on our YouTube, we probably would have opened the show with that song.
Like, their slow montage, like, of the Leafs, like, the faces of the players on the Leafs bench, and they're just going to break with, like, that Aerosmith classic, same old story, same old song and dance. But that is, hey, man, everyone fucking knows it. Everybody knows it. It's not a fucking big mystery here, okay?
No, it's not.
The track record speaks for itself. So the Leafs have now lost, I know, game one, whatever, not to go back to the regular season, but let's be serious here. They haven't beat these guys the last 8 fucking times they've played them, going back to 2 seasons ago. Can't beat these fucking guys. Can't even get a sniff out of these motherfuckers.
This whole year, the regular season, and including tonight, they haven't even had a lead on the Boston Bruins.
Oh, I didn't even know that. They haven't even had a lead.
They haven't even had a lead on this team.
It's pretty wild, man. Look, Boston, to me, like, Boston played good, not like incredible. If the Leafs would have fucking put the big boy pants on, they could have been in this fucking game. And let me just say this off the top here. I thought the first 5 minutes of this hockey game, they looked really sharp. They came out, they were flying, they were banging, they were finishing their checks, all that. And then a couple pinches. And what do you know? First shot on fucking net. Right through fucking Samson.
What did we say last podcast? We were talking about the goaltending, and we said either he's going to make a big save or he's going to let in a goal.
No.
And it's going to set the tone for the game.
He looked like the same guy, Chad, that played the last.
In the first 3 minutes, Swayman made an incredible pad save down low.
Oh, yeah.
And sure, then it goes down the other way. It's in the net. 1-0, boss.
He's an elite goaltender. The Bruins have 2 elite goaltenders, and we have 2 fucking question marks. Like, Samson, I'm okay. If this is what we're in store for here, this series is over.
Well, do you start Samson next game? What do you do?
Would I personally? No. If it was my decision, I would not. Will Sheldon, like, but I still don't know what I'm going to get out of Joseph Woll, but I'd rather at least give it a fucking go. Maybe you go to Samson off one more time. And if it's not, if he doesn't find it there, you're out. like maybe you play the Florida script from last year where like, hey, the first two games, not the best, goaltending, not the best. They put in big Bobrovsky and then away they go. Maybe that's what we're looking at here. Samsonov game two, maybe. And it's like, this is it, Sammy. Like, this is it for you, bud. Like, you do something here tonight or that's it. We're going to Wall for sure. Might be too late at this at that point if they're down to nothing because this team, the Leafs aren't the Florida Panthers. I'm not sure they can beat Boston 4 out of 5 games if they drop the next one. But look, like it is only one game, but just all the old, you know, that's not even the saying. What did you say? Like, what's new is old again? That's not even the
saying.
What's
old is new again.
That's the saying. But like, I wanted to flip it. Like, what's new is old again, because that's what we're looking at here.
Yeah.
What's new is old again.
It's so weird. Like, Boston is not the same team from 2019 or 2018. Like, this is not the same Boston team.
But they play the same. But they play the same way.
It's like you put on the black and gold, and all of a sudden you're a better player than you were anywhere else that you played. And in reverse, you come to Toronto, you put on the blue and white.
Yeah.
And when the playoffs start, you just don't know how to play.
There's only five guys on the Leafs there's only five guys currently on the Leafs roster that were in those two series against the Bruins. I don't have to tell you who they are. You already know who the fuck they are.
Yeah, everybody knows.
But other than that, it's just like a new batch of dudes. But like you were just saying, doesn't really seem to matter, does it? Doesn't really seem to matter.
Well, I mean, we've been saying this. We've been doing this podcast since 2018. And we've been saying it the whole time. Like it's... You can put pieces around the core of this team, but it's the core of this team. And where were they tonight? Like Matthews had a few chances. Marner, okay. I thought, was invisible. Tavares was invisible.
Few chances
was hurt.
Few chances. Great. Few chances.
That's
wow.
It.
Yeah, that's not good enough, man.
No, so, like, not the way this team's built. This team isn't built to rely on your third and fourth line. This team is heavily reliant on the core group.
Top guys, no offense. The only goal the Leafs got in this game came from the fourth line early in the third period when it was already 4-0. It's already fucking over, and you get a fourth line goal. A fourth line goal. Great. Some contributions down the lineup. Great. David Kampf buries one in the first minute of the third period. But yeah, top guys out. Just no. Like, you cannot win, and you know this, and I know you know this. You cannot win if Matthews and Marner and Tavares, I know Nylander didn't play, Riley, if these guys don't decide to play a different way. Okay, so they didn't have the offense going tonight. So do you want to maybe try something else to try to beat these guys? Like, you're not going to, okay, it's not, the puck's not going in for you, but do you want to maybe try to do, get in the fucking, try to throw the, get in Swayman's face. Is that his name? Swayman?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Go to the front of the net, bug the fucking, like, create the tone for fucking next game. But it's still just like, well, we're trying to score. Like, there's other ways that you can fucking win.
There are. And there were other ways that they could have won this game. There are other ways that they could have played. Boston plays such a tight defensive game. They basically give you the dirty areas. Like, they take away all the time and space up around the blue line. And, you know, Marner loves to dangle back along the blue line. They take that away. And they're like, if you want to score on us, you got to go to the net. You got to go to the dirty areas.
None of these guys just, like that.
They don't want to do it. Like, no. I know in the regular season, you can score 69 goals playing that way, but you're not going to get any goals that way in the playoffs.
If you are afraid to go to the dirty areas and try to bring another element to your game, Mitch, Austin, JT, whatever, Riley, if you are afraid or not willing to do that, it's over before it even started. Because you look at Florida, you look at Colorado, you look at these teams who have either won or gone on runs, and like one thing in common throughout all of those other teams, they've got guys that are willing to fucking do that.
Yeah.
And their top guys are willing to do that. Our top guys are like, how the fuck do they not know by now? If we want to win, if we
know,
then why won't, then what is it? What, why won't they do it?
Why? I have no idea why they won't do it. I have no idea.
Like, do you want to fucking win, or are you just content with like being the best team? And they're not even the best team in the regular season, but a good regular season team. And just like when it gets, when the going gets, what's the, I just George W. Bush.
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
Right. And that is like a perfect analogy for the fucking Leafs. That's exactly right about the Toronto Maple Leafs. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Only opposite for these guys.
Well, because they don't have the tough to get going.
Well, why not? Like they can't or they won't.
Well, here's what I think, and maybe I'm wrong.
I doubt you are.
What do I know? But
no,
here's the thing. You said it off the top. They started the game and things were looking good.
Oh, it looked great. For opening faceoff, Domi's yes. Like, guess what, Marchand? It ain't happening. Not this time. Before the puck even fucking dropped.
Right. But here's a little thing that happened, and this is a constant theme, and it's outside of the big boys on this team, is that I feel like Boston made a change a few minutes in, and they were kind of like, all right, Toronto's trying to play Boston hockey. They're trying to, you know, play dirty, lay hits, get you into penalty trouble. We're going to play Toronto hockey. And Keefe didn't do anything. And for the fucking umpteenth time in the playoffs, Keefe is getting outcoached by the other coach.
Name one time when he hasn't.
Like,
even
make a change. Do something. Like, even if you go back, watch that first period. The Leafs weren't even looking at the puck. They were just looking at bodies. There were some passes where the guy, like a clear pass to a Leaf player, and instead of accepting the pass, he's focused on laying a hit or doing something, which is great. Okay, you got to play physical in the playoffs. But like, it's almost like Keefe had it in their fucking head.
Name one playoff series. Name one. And I know they beat Tampa last year in the first round, but guess what? They didn't. He did not outcoach Cooper in that series.
No, Cooper outcoached him. Vasilevskiy outcoached him in the bubble. Montreal outcoached him in that series. Like, he always gets outcoached. And I feel like tonight Boston made they just made a change somewhere in the first few minutes. The coach was like, all right, we got to do things a little differently. And that was it.
I can't think of one playoff series that Sheldon has coached where he's outcoached the other team. Like, I know they beat Tampa. They did. They won the series. Great. Last year in the first round, they didn't deserve to win it. Tampa outplayed them. But I would also follow that up with like the prior year when they played Tampa, I thought they outplayed Tampa, but they lost. So it's not like it's not even about that. I know you're talking just about being outcoached. Yeah. Sheldon Keefe, he just can't seem to be like, he just seems like he's not in the upper echelon of like the top tier guys behind the bench. Like, I just don't see it.
Yeah. I feel like when it comes to the playoff time, he's like unwilling to make the changes that you have to make on the fly. You know, like Boston started starting their second power play unit because their first power play unit wasn't going, and it led to two power play goals in this game. I don't see Keefe doing shit like that.
But Chad, what is he? I mean, I'm not going to be a huge Sheldon Keefe defender here, because like, if this goes south fast,
I'm not saying that he should start the second power play unit, but what I'm saying is make changes on the fly while you're watching the game. But he just kept rolling the lines up. Domi takes a stupid penalty, and then he plays him like the next shift. And it's like, okay, you're already losing the fucking game. Domi looks like he's kind of off the rails right now. Like, I love that he's trying to get under the skin of the Bruins, but do something as a coach. Like, make a change, switch something up.
I think he's looking at that, like, and I kind of agree with this to an extent. Like, if they are going to do anything here, Domi and Bertuzzi are going to be a major part of it.
Yeah.
A major, major part of it, because the other fucking Muppets, the top Muppets on this team, it looks like we're just going to get the same shit. I know it's only one game, but it looks like we're
going
to get.
Did Bertuzzi and Domi look like they had anything going tonight?
No, but at least they were engaged. Like, they were throwing hits. Like, they were, it looked like their effort level was a little more than some of the other fucking dudes.
And do a sneaky move and throw Austin on the third line when you're down 2-0.
I hear you. Sit
Holmberg and put Matthews that were with Robertson for a couple shifts. I don't know.
I hear you.
Like, do something.
No, I hear you,
like,
man.
Try to be a little bit of a coach. during the game instead of just fucking. It's almost like they're getting beat and he's automatically starting to look at game two and not worrying about what's going on. It drives me fucking nuts.
I hear you. And hopefully it'll be a long series and they can rebound here and we'll see what happens. But let's be honest. Let's be honest. There are three losses away. In any fashion, I don't care what happens, whether they get swept, whether they lose in 5, 6, or 7, it doesn't matter. A loss to the Bruins in any fashion, and it's over for Sheldon Keefe. It is absolutely over. You know, like
where was this Bruins team at the end of the season?
Maybe they were just what's the word for it? Maybe they're the
old conspiracy theory.
Well, that wasn't the word. There was something else. I can't think of what it is I'm trying to say, but I think they were just look, like when the Bruins get in the playoffs, it's different. When the Leafs get in, it's not different. It's like it's the same.
It is different, but it's different in a bad way.
Well, no, I mean from prior playoffs, it's not different. Like
it's not different, but Boston puts it in playoff mode, and Toronto's playoff mode is like they go into a shell.
Boston has a playoff mode. You know what you're getting from, like, they're not going to cheat you on effort. They're just not going to do it. That's not who they are. That's not who they've ever been. That's not what they're about, man. Like they understand the moment. They're like, okay, now it's time to fucking go. Like, here we go. The Leafs don't seem to grasp, like, oh, we need to, like, look how they're playing. Like, maybe we should do that. Like, fucking know.
I don't even think you should copy the Bruins. It's like you play the whole regular season and you're built as this team that's built around this core that scores goals and is offensive. That's why you don't give a shit about your goaltending and you're fucking nonchalant about your defense, is because we have this fucking firepower offense. And then you get to the playoffs and you try to play a different style. Like, all of a sudden you try to play like a gritty, we're gonna be in your face kind of style. Like, that's not who you are.
I'm open to that, man. I want to see the other guys fucking play that way, because guess what?
Okay, they can play that way, but still score some fucking goal.
No, I know. Well, that's a whole other thing. Like, we'll get back to the goaltending in a second.
Like, don't concentrate so hard on being a hard ass.
No.
Fucking forget that you have to score to win.
But if it's not going your way and you've got goose eggs across the board from everybody, then that's where you, like, okay, the first two periods, goose eggs, Mitch, Austin, JT, nothing. Then maybe you go into the third being like, it is 4-0. Maybe we need to, like, show a different element of your game.
Yeah, we may lose, but we're going to show you that we're still around.
Like, I just wish they were just a little bit fucking, not even a little bit, lot tougher to play against. It's too easy. It's just too fucking
that was
easy.
That was an easy playoff win for the Boston Bruins.
If this was the Panthers tonight, it would have been 8-0. And let's be serious. How many posts? Boston hit what? 5 posts?
Oh my God.
So the puck's going behind. We'll get back to the offense.
I don't know if Samsonov saw a shot.
I'm going to skip to the,
like,
we'll
it either hit,
the
it either it either hit him Look. Accidentally or it went off a post or in the net.
This game could have been 10-1. It could have been 10-1. You, like, imagine if half of those shots don't hit the post legitimately, it's
10. If you're going to go that way, then it could have been 10-3 because Matthews hit a post and Ben
Wall
hit a post.
Well, great. That makes it much better. But
I'm just saying.
But no. Okay. But I feel like the posts that the Leafs hit were like, oh, it wasn't the goalie not seeing it. Where Samsonov, it's like he had he didn't even recognize the puck was fucking going past him, and it's off the crossbar, off the post, off the crossbar, off the post. He's not seeing the puck. He's not seeing it. No. Like, clearly, how goals going right fucking through him. Continuation of his last two regular season games that he played tonight was a fucking
The whole team was a continuation of how they ended the season. But, like, the first goal, I was like, okay, yeah, it's the first shot that went in, but it was
terrible in a playoff game.
Terrible, but it was a 2-on-1, and I didn't really blame him for it. The second goal, third goal, I'm like, holy fuck, you got to make these saves. But, like, the first goal.
But the first goal is a killer, too, man.
It's a killer. And how many times? You got the fourth line out on the ice, and then your defenseman fucking pinch Yep. Why the fuck are you pinching when you have the fourth line out on the ice?
Yeah.
Like the fourth line is supposed to get a deep cycle, have a good shift, get a whistle in the offensive end, and then move on. And your defenseman pinches and gives up a 2-on-1. What are you doing? Just stupid mistakes like that cost you the fucking game.
It is wild.
I apologize to the listeners because I'm in a bad mood tonight.
No, well, I'm sure a lot of the people that are going to be watching this or listening or feel the same, man. Like, how could you not? Like,
it's just, it never changes.
It never changes. Everybody wants to see something different from this group, and we don't. We just see the fucking same shit all the time when it counts. It's just, it's beyond disappointing. It's beyond frustrating. It's just like, what the fuck? Why can't you guys do what is necessary to win? Like, to me, it's like they don't want to. It's not that they can't, they don't fucking want
to.
You don't want to do what, like, Tkachuk or McKinnon or fucking whoever. Like, I don't know.
That's a perfect way to sum it up. There is a level that you need to get to, and to get to that level, you have to sacrifice your body. You have to sacrifice, like,
everything, man.
Everything. You have to put everything on the line.
And 2 months of a fucking war.
Don't want to do it.
A battle every other night for 2 months if you want to fucking lift the cup. That's what it is. Like,
yeah.
It's hard. It truly is. Like,
well, they said it at the start of the broadcast. And I read Wayne Gretzky had a book years ago and I read it. And he talks about the three seasons. He's like, there's the regular season, there's the playoffs, and then there's the final. And he basically broke down like how much it amps up in the playoffs. And then if, like you say, if you do manage to win three rounds and get to the final, he's like, it amps up even more.
Of course.
And these guys can't even amp it up for game one.
I know. It's so disappointing, man. It is so frustrating that, like, that just their makeup and their DNA, and I'm talking more of the core, like, because that's what
it's all the core,
right? So I don't know, like, it's game one. Do they rebound in game two? And you know, we'll see what happens. But if they don't, if we get more of the same in game two, they're fucking in big trouble, man. And especially if the goaltending can't find it, like, I don't know, like, I haven't, we're doing this right after game one, and instead of, like, waiting, just kind of reaction. So we haven't heard any media, any post-game, no nothing, right? But can you just imagine Mitch Marner's post-game after this one? Oh.
Listen, let's have a word from Brazzers to pay the bills around here.
Okay? You want to hear from Brazzers tonight?
I'm going to run it this time. We're going to hear from Brazzers, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about that and maybe try and take some positives.
Focused.
Okay. Oh, here we go. This is Brazzers. They pay the bills around here for the tip-in.
Chad, what's the matter?
Well, Dale, I guess I've just been feeling a little down, you know, because, like, I love podcasting, but I find there's something missing. There's got to be something else that I love other than just podcasting.
Chad, wipe those tears away. There's only two things I know how to do. I never get down. I love podcasts just as much as you. The second thing I love is porn, but not just any porn, specifically Brazzers.com.
Brazzers.com?
That's right, Brazzers.com.
What is it?
Take a little sneak peek at Brazzers.com. Why don't you bring it up right now?
I can't look at this on my computer. Is there any way I could watch it in private on my phone?
Absolutely. Privacy settings galore. Brazzers.com has all your pornography needs.
Well, this is great. I am so much happier now. Brazzers.com. Thanks, Dale.
You're welcome, Chad. Brazzers.com.
Well, if you have the energy tonight to jerk off, go jerk off to Brazzers.com. But anyway,
yeah, a lot of people are going to need that one.
I'm not watching. Like, we're recording this right after the game, so I'm not watching the post game. But while I was watching the game, I was thinking, if I hear one fucking guy talk about learning a lesson from
tonight?
Oh,
God, no, no.
I'm going to blow my shit.
No.
And I know Marner's going to blame the media, and he's going to blame everybody. And I don't know what Tavares is going to say. I don't know what Keefe's going to say.
They're going to sugarcoat it like they always do. But if
why don't they take it accountability?
No ownership, no accountability. They will not own it. I guarantee you, like, they'll just be like, okay, like,
yeah, we lost game one, but it's a long series. We'll be back in it in game two.
Someone is going to say learn. I guarantee it. It's 100% guarantee. I fucking guarantee it. Someone will say it. And
if Keefe came out and said, we were fucking dog shit.
He's fighting for his life here. So he might as well just lay it all on the line, Sheldon Keefe. Like, he needs to be as honest as possible. If Keefe wants to sugarcoat this, they're done in five games, and he's fired. He's looking for a job. So he might as well go out guns fucking blazing. Like, you can't think that's acceptable. You can't think that's acceptable. Like, you just can't.
What? Okay. let's say they had fired Keefe earlier in the year, and they had a new coach.
Yeah.
Let's say they had let's say John Cooper was the coach of the league. Oh, just someone like that.
You wouldn't have that effort.
Okay. But what do you think you would see different in the team? Like, if they change the coach.
Accountability.
If you look at Twitter right now, it is Fire Keefe is like on fire.
Dude, if John Cooper was coaching this team, the first thing that would come into play would be accountability.
But accountability for what?
Unacceptable. A performance like that is unacceptable. Like, and I don't even know
him,
what John
or I like for him and the team or just.
Yes. Yes. Like, I think he would make the necessary. It would be very interesting to see John Cooper coach. And
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, a playoff guy, someone who's won two cups.
I know, but he's also had the big fucking monster 88 back there. If his goalie was 35, Sammy.
Yeah. Show me a good goalie. I'll show you a good coach.
Well, that's just it. Like, Cooper's had the luxury of like having Vasilevskiy the whole fucking time there. Right. So it's a whole different thing, but no, I think Cooper knows the right buttons to push and like what to say and what to do and all that. Keith, it just shows time and time again in the playoffs that he doesn't. He just doesn't. I don't know, man. Like, you were talking about positives.
Positives,
I really don't. Like, they took too many penalties. Like, Boston
fucking
scored
dumb.
Boston's power play was absolutely shit, but they scored two power play goals tonight in game one.
Well, the least penalty kill is dog shit.
Yeah, they score. I think the Bruins were 2 for 5 on the power play, so that's not the best. Clearly, the Leafs. I don't know how many power plays they got, but they didn't get five, and they didn't score on the power play. Do you know how many they got? Like, don't bring it up, but you just know off the top of your head.
How many power plays?
Yeah, did the Leafs get tonight?
I think they got two.
Okay, so
they had the 4-on-3 to start the second period, and then I think Charlie Coyle got called for tripping Matthews, and then they got the over the glass one.
Right,
delay game. So they had three.
Okay, so goose egg again. So there you go. That's a great start.
Not only a goose egg, but yeah, they had chances on the 4-on-3. I thought the fucking broadcast was being a little nice to the Leafs, being like, oh, that's exactly what they wanted to do. I'm like, you had 4-on-3 and you had three tip in chances. That's it. Like, why wasn't Matthews wiring it on 4-on-3?
I want to get to Nylander being out in a second, but this just crossed my mind. Did you turn the broadcast on right at 8, or did you have it on like the pregame watching some of that stuff?
I had the pregame on, but I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, so
I was nervous as fuck.
It was approaching 8 o'clock, and David Amber did an interview with Sheldon Keefe.
Oh, I saw that.
There was nothing really there, whatever. But I think it was either right before that or right after that, Craig Simpson was doing like a hit with McLean and Bieksa and like just the Hockey Night panel there. And Craig Simpson was like, he couldn't believe that TJ Brody was not in the lineup to start like game one. He couldn't believe it. He's going through numbers. He's like, he's second most ice time on the team. Craig Simpson, he watches this team every fucking game, just like we do. And he's like saying that, like, he was surprised and like couldn't believe that Brody wasn't in the game one lineup. What? Like, you think it just threw me for a loop. I'm like, dude, you were a professional fucking hockey player and you watch this team play every night. And you thought that he should have been in the game one lineup. Like metrics, the numbers, plus minus, all the like, get fucking serious. That it just threw me. I'll credit Keefe on that. I know they lost, but TJ Brody playing the fifth defenseman would not have helped them win this game. If anything, they might have popped Boston might have popped another one back or two more.
Maybe.
So
anyway. But I mean, let's be real here, man. The defense was awful.
No, but would Brody have helped? No.
Brody wouldn't have helped.
I don't think it would have made a difference. Do you see any lineup change? Obviously, if Nylander can go for sure, we can talk about him.
Here's what I saw when I was watching the Leafs defense. I thought Riley played good.
Okay.
He played okay, but he
going into a little more.
You're gonna need
more.
But going into the playoffs, I didn't think Riley was that great, and he looked like he's getting it together. Yeah. His partner Labushkin, not great.
Well, no, he hasn't been great since he's come over.
Edmundson was invisible. Lilligren, bad.
Just a guy.
Benoit, holy fuck, was he bad? Terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Benoit looked like a guy who had never really seen this.
But he was still trying to bring a physical element, which Brody would not do.
And he hit a
Brody would have just been standing there, Chad.
I just thought that the Leafs defense was, what's the word where you're just shocked?
Okay.
Like not ready.
So do you see any changes on the blue line going into game two?
And he'll probably put Brody in.
Brody, Giordano, Timmins, like those are the only three bodies. So what do you think?
I would probably take Lilligren out. I might take Benoit out. I don't know. We'll see what Keefe does.
I think Keefe looks at Lilligren as like the only other puck mover back there other than Riley. So I think that's why he has. I could take or leave Lilligren, but I wouldn't take him out for Brody. Geo, but I don't know if. I don't know what Keefe is thinking, but I don't know, man.
Playoffs are a different thing. Like analytics and all that shit, it's based on. It's based on like a wide number of games. Like you can look at Lilligren and be like, oh, you know, he's a great puck mover. And when he's on the ice, they have this many percentage chances for and against. But you're looking at it in a wide, you're looking at it like 80 games. How does it go in a one playoff game? Is Gio the guy that's just going to fucking do what it takes to make that play? Because that's what the playoffs are about. They're not about the analytics. They're not about the puck moving. That's what it's about.
To me, he is that type of guy.
That's why maybe he should be in the lineup. I don't know. Like, grasping at straws here. I'm a fucking pissed off Leafs fan. It's 11:30 at night. We're recording this.
So we've basically said our thoughts here on game one. Let's go back to two quick things. I want to finish on the goaltending. Going into game two, Nylander. So obviously they're keeping that.
What's wrong with Nylander?
Yeah, I don't know anything. Have you heard anything other that I haven't heard? Like they're keeping.
I saw a report on. I think Chris Johnson tweeted it that he woke up. He played. Everything was fine. He woke up Thursday morning, tweaked something.
So it's not an illness. It is an injury of something.
It's an injury. He woke up and I think I don't have the tweet in front of me, but I think it said he woke up in discomfort. And has not felt right since.
But no time frame. Because Keefe did say yesterday, like their last practice, like before today, that he said like him and McMahon were possibilities for tonight. Obviously, neither one of them played. So it can't be that serious then.
I would hope Nylander. I don't know about McMahon. It sounds like McMahon's serious. I would hope to see Nylander in game two.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I hope so. After game three on Monday night, game two is on Monday night, game three is on Wednesday night. Then they have the Thursday, Friday, 2 days off before game four next Saturday in Toronto. So there'll be some extra time there for some of these bodies. I imagine Nylander will get back in, and I think McMahon will get back in as well. I think we should go out on the goaltending one more time because I think this is just such a... Okay. It, as much as the big boys not showing up and the lack of offense, that is a top concern. I think the goaltending is equally as big of a concern. What do you do here, Chad? We kind of touch on this off the top. What do you do? Game two, back to Samsonov for one more game to see if he can find it. And then if not, it's Wall, or do you just go to Wall right now? What goaltending, where are you at with that? What would you do going forward game two?
Well, I would go to Wall because I thought he would start Wall in the third period.
I thought so too.
He didn't. He went back to Samsonov. Knowing Keefe, he's probably going to go to Samsonov because for some reason he just, and I get it. I kind of get it. Like if Samsonov gets hot, he's probably the better goalie, but let's face it. Let's face it. This has been Samsonov's season. Complete dog shit. Great for 20 games. Complete dog shit.
But he seems in a dip at the wrong time.
Exactly. He's in the complete dog shit stage right now. So do you keep gambling on that, that he's going to get hot? Or do you play Wall, who was really good, got injured, came back, wasn't great, but didn't really get a lot of playing time? And do you kind of fucking throw him in there and be like, all right, you're getting all the playing time?
Okay, so
it's the Leafs' fault, man. It's fucking Tree Living's fault.
No. Of course, like, thinking that Samsonov could take you to where you want to go.
Exactly. Like you could have got a goaltender at the trade deadline.
But
you
maybe
could have done something, but you were like, oh, we're gonna go with this guy in a 1-year contract and this rookie who's only played 30 games in the NHL. But this is gonna be our tandem going in.
But maybe he never thought that. Maybe he thought Wall is actually going to be the guy, but yet he just hasn't been able to find it since he returned.
Well, then throw him in, because can it be any worse than a 5-1 loss?
No, I agree. Okay, so you would go...
I'm going Wall 100% for game two.
I think I would do the same thing. But like you said, I kind of think Keith will go back to Sammy in game two. I think he will. I just think he will.
Watch the game tape.
No, I'm just saying.
Samsonov looked like shit.
I'm not saying that's what I do.
I know. I'm fucking fired up.
Tonight. No, I know, man. But I think it's like, this is it, Sammy. Like, you find it here on Monday night, or Wall starts game three at home without a fucking doubt. If we have a similar performance like this tonight from Samsonov, if he is in net on Monday night for game two, That's it. Like, we don't see him again unless Wall comes in. And then Wall comes in and struggles.
If you do that, if you gamble that and you lose, you're down 2-0 in the series.
Yeah.
And you've got to win, like you say, 4 out of 5 against a team who's completely fucking dominated you all season.
Yeah, probably.
If I'm a betting man, I'm going to gamble on Wall gives me a solid enough start to win.
Okay.
Like, let's face it. If Wall's in net tonight and he stops that 2-on-1, and you get out of the chaos of the first 10 minutes, nothing, maybe we have a different game.
No, I'm for it, man. Like, dude, all you got to do, all Wall has to do is not let in that first shot, and we got a game. So, like, I'm for it. Like, I want to see Joe. And I said going in, I'm like, look, man, I think there's a real strong possibility we're going to see both goalies, and I am sticking to that. I think whether it's game two or not, we're going to see Joseph Wall. I just have a feeling it's going to happen.
Do you think Boston will do... Because they were like, we're going to rotate.
I don't know why you would.
Fuck would you not play Swayman again after tonight?
No, doesn't make any sense.
If they play Allmark, they are handing the Leafs a present.
Well, they're both equally as good.
But after the way Swayman played, if I'm Swayman and I play like that and I don't get in for game two, like, you're just fucking with the mentality. Like, if they play Allmark, you're handing the Leafs a gift. Take that gift and run with it. They won't, though. They'll play Swayman again.
I don't know how much of a gift that is, but yeah, I guess you're right.
You know what I mean? Right. When a guy plays that good, he was phenomenal tonight.
He hasn't lost to them all season. His fifth straight win against them, going back to the regular season. So it's going to be wild, game two. But anyway, let's leave it there. We'll be back after game two.
We'll be back after game two. Hopefully it's better. And I apologize to everyone. I was kind of a loudmouth tonight, so I apologize for that. I'm fired up. And
Chad, think about Leafs Nation right now that just watched what we all watched. Everyone's thinking, really, guys? Again, everyone's thinking the same thing, Chad.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
It's, come on, dude. Like, it's nothing to apologize about. Like, it is, you got to call it what it is. Not good enough.
Not good enough. Not the best. But listen, everybody, for the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, follow us on social media at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, Tip In Podcast on TikTok, Tip In Pod on Twitter. Email us tippinpodcast@gmail.com. Send us messages on social media. Comment on the YouTube page. Let it out. Let your fucking anger out in the comments section. Call the players, whatever you want to call them, because we don't give a shit.
And then go to Brazzers after that and let a little more out.
I did read this week in, I think it was the New York Times, or no, it wasn't the New York Times. It was something New York, maybe the New Yorker. Just someone sent me a thing that said, and Dale, you may like this. If you masturbate once a day, you can add 7 years to your life.
Perfect.
You're going to live forever.
Well, that probably, like, hopefully that counteracts.
They said it,
I was gonna say, hopefully that counteracts with my drinking and smoking over the years. So that's already taken several years off my life. So maybe my masturbating, jerking off every day, browsers will like, maybe they just wash themselves out, but we'll see.
It said it can relieve stress. It can relieve stress, help you sleep. And also it like significantly by a high percentage reduces testicular cancer in men.
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect, man. Cause I might already be cooked with all my drinking and smoking. So
there you go. You're just evening out.
Good to know. Good.
Just
to know.
Evening out. Anyway, until after game two, hopefully we tie the series up at one. Let's go, boys. Let's get this fucking shit together. I'm Chad.
Dale.
And we will.
Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening on the audio podcast. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Please like this video on YouTube and please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Oh boy, we'll be back. Game two Monday. Go Leafs, go. Not unnecessary, for sure must win, but it feels pretty fucking close. Man, that should be interesting on Monday night to see.
Let's beat the Bruins at least once this year.
And wouldn't that be nice? Who's playing net? Will the big boys show up? We'll be back to break it all down. Go Leafs, go. We'll catch you guys later.